Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This segment should be called Garner Rides Bryce's Recommendation Coattails.
Yeah. I like the sound of that segment.
I find that I get exhausted looking for stuff.
I know. I'm really struggling right now to find new shows to enjoy.
Like, I just don't have the time. Well, I do. I don't want to make the time to sit there and just preview everything in Netflix or Prime or Apple TV, wherever I'm watching. So sometimes it's best to get a recommendation from a dear, dear friend.
And which one did I dazzle you with this time?
Oh, we started watching the Fallout.
Fallout.
Yes.
Nice. That is really good. I haven't finished it yet. I'm close.
We're two episodes in. Probably going to watch another couple this weekend. Because when I first put it on, my beautiful, beautiful bride was like, "What is this?" And then I said, no. Look at the rating, like the either Rotten Tomatoes or IMDb. I don't know what it was. But the ratings are spectacular for it.
Yeah, big time.
So she said the only reason she stuck with the first episode was because I seemed to be enjoying it and it had a good rating. If it was only me enjoying it, she would have checked out. But then by the second episode, she was all in. It's brutally, brutally violent, though. Like if you're,
it is.
If you're queasy,
it's a little bit graphic.
But I don't need to see in graphic detail a guy get his foot blown off. Like I could do without that.
Yeah, they make it real realistic now.
Yeah,
you know, there's nothing left to the imagination.
Yeah,
but the show is really good. It's based on a video game, so I think that turns a lot of people off. They're like, oh, video game. Because and. In fairness, most video game adaptations have been terrible. But in the last year, we had The Last of Us, which was really good.
Yeah.
And now this one, which is really solid. I saw it just got renewed for a season two as well.
So that's what? Juicy.
I don't know how it ends. I don't know what kind of cliffhanger it leaves.
I don't want... Oh, see, now that changes everything.
What?
I just want a one and done.
Oh.
I don't like waiting for another season of anything.
It'll be a long wait too, I bet.
Yeah.
But I like this one. I think it's only 8 episodes. I think I'm done 5.
Yeah, but it's so, it looks expensive.
It really does.
Like they spared no expense on this thing.
I think they use a lot of practical sets in this one. Like they actually built it so it looks like you're in a vault underground. And it makes such a difference instead of using CGI.
Yeah.
It looks a lot cooler. And the story is really interesting too. Like these video game stories, turns out they're pretty good.
Oh yeah. I was watching the other night and I'm like, should I try again and become a gamer guy?
I think you should.
Should I start playing Fallout?
I like, too, that in this series, there's not a lot of huge name actors in it either.
No, I don't recognize anyone, really.
The one guy, Walton Goggins, I think his name is. Best name in Hollywood.
Yeah, who plays the ghoul.
The ghoul. Yeah, the guy with no nose.
Yeah.
That's very distracting.
No, so that's, thank you for the recommendation, and I am enjoying Fallout.
Yeah, I'm still watching that one, too. I'm really enjoying it. But I've switched up. I have a new dinner time TV show I'm going through right now.
Oh, okay.
And I, for the first time, am watching Modern Family. I've never watched that before.
Oh.
And it's way better than I thought it would be.
Oh, yeah, it's good. The dad, Phil Dunphy.
Oh, yeah.
God, I love that guy.
He's really good. I thought for some reason I thought it was like a 2.5 Men level show with like the canned laughter.
No.
Oh, we're going to draw a line down the middle of the house. Don't you cry. You know, I thought it'd be that kind of thing, but it is not.
No, and it's a funny show. Plus, it's got heart. Like, there will be episodes where you'll be like, pull it together, old boy.
There's a lot of seasons, too. I didn't realize how long it ran for. I've only watched, I'm not even done the first season yet.
Are you at the episode yet where Phil Dunphy gets his minivan deckled out with his...
Oh, no, I haven't seen that yet.
Okay, I'm not going to say anymore. It's spectacular.
I really like it, though. Yeah. It's pretty solid.
Wow, that show's been off the air for...
Yeah, this is my tardy to the party recommendation. Turns out Modern Family, not bad.
Okay.
Who knew?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's on the internet, where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
Spring is in the air. Weather is warm. People are doing their spring cleaning at home.
Yeah.
Better get that spring cleaning done under the hood as well.
Oh, yeah. You know where you could go to do that? It's practically a spa for your car. I'm talking about Lube City.
You know what they have? Well, I mean, all oil change places have it, but I was just at Lube City, so I know they have it. That cord you have to drive over and it rings the bell inside so they know you're there.
It feels old-timey.
It feels like a trap. You know, like you're going to drive over it and like the ground's going to disappear beneath you?
Well, I've never thought of that before.
Because it's a big fat cable that runs right in kind of in front of the business.
New fear unlocked.
Now, I kind of want one for my own home so I know if anyone is approaching.
Yeah. Well, they pull into your driveway. Ding, ding.
I just hear the ding, ding sound and then I know to hide.
I love that. It's like that old school gas station. That's what it was. You'd pull up and you'd ring the bell and the attendant, the sharply dressed attendant would run out and fill you up with gas and you'd pay him $1.75 for a tank of gas.
That's all it cost back then.
That's the vibe I get when you run over the little doorbell thing.
Just a flashback in time.
Lube City. There's 27 locations too, by the way.
I wonder how expensive those are.
I don't know. You should get one.
I should.
I'll bet you could order one online. Anyway, Lube City, 27 locations. While you're online ordering that little bell thing, go to lubecity.ca.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. It's like radio, but on the internet. Wow!
That little bell thing would be a perfect present for a child for their birthday.
That would not be annoying at all with them riding their bike over it nonstop.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
Do you want to talk about kids' birthday parties? Because that was something that came up yesterday, too.
Ah,
when you were a kid, where was your birthday party?
I remember doing birthdays.
Like, was it just at home? Or
no, I remember doing a couple out and about. Like, remember when malls had those play zones?
Yeah.
I think in Calgary we had ones called Bonkers. I seem to remember Bonkers.
A Bonkers birthday party.
I do remember being at a Pizza Hut. Yeah. And that's where I was forced to stand on a chair in the restaurant
and it still bent scarred. My frame.
Yeah, I haven't been the same since.
That's my worst nightmare.
I hated it then. I hate it now.
People singing to you in a restaurant? Ugh.
That was back when they had sit-down Pizza Huts.
Wow. Yeah, when I was a kid, there was really no place to go. First of all, I was in Moose Jaw. And... like McDonald's would have, you could have your birthday party at McDonald's. I do remember doing that a time or two.
Ooh, I remember doing Laser Quest.
Laser Quest, ooh.
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, but there's quite an age gap between you and I. Lasers weren't even invented back then.
And you just threw rocks at each other.
Exactly, dirt lumps. Whose childhood was worse? We should discuss that one day. I have that on my notepad. Whose childhood was worse? See if we can outdo each other telling stories.
We're going to fall down a dark, sad rabbit hole pretty quick.
Well, I know that it was. Mine was so bad, the only place you could go for a birthday party was McDonald's and Moose Jaw. They didn't even have a playland. It was just you and some cheeseburgers and a McCain's Deep and Delicious.
Hey, that ain't so bad.
No, it isn't really when I say it out loud.
I would like that now.
10029, if you want to discuss how bad your childhood was, you can call the show too at 780-423-1029. We were so poor. I mean, we could hear some of those stories. That'd be fantastic.
I do like poor stories.
Or is this just going to bum people? People will get angry with this topic. I know they will. It's supposed to be lighthearted and fun. But I'm sure people will get bummed out by it and they will get angry.
The first call from an orphan will derail things pretty fast.
There are no... they're not called orphans anymore, right? I don't believe they're called orphans. I also believe we're on a slippery slope right now.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We were talking about, like, when you were a kid, your birthday parties, and whose childhood was worse, you know, depending on how sad your birthday parties were. Like, I'm of an age, though, where there wasn't a lot of places to go for a birthday party. And also, I'm from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. So back then, it's not like you had a fancy McDonald's with a...
Yeah, you didn't have your pick of the litter when it came to cool places to go.
No, so, like, maybe you'd go to McDonald's. There was a McDonald's there. But you'd go there, have a cheeseburger. Your mom would bring a deep and delicious cake, which was kind of the star of the show. But that'd be about it.
I mentioned earlier that Laser Quest was a go-to.
Oh, yeah.
Loved that. And then someone texted in and said the bowling alley birthday party. I did do a couple of those. A couple of five pins where they put the little bumpers up so you can get no gutter balls.
Oh, man.
So everybody's a winner.
Wow.
It's more fun that way.
No, it's not. Sometimes you got to teach a kid that every now and again you're going to throw a gutter ball. It's a metaphor for life, Bryce. It's a metaphor.
I did love the bowling alley birthday party.
Oh, this is from Mark. God, this is a good one. I remember my mom made me a money cake for my birthday party, and a kid at the party, Patrick Swain, started crying because he only got a couple of nickels or some dimes or something when some of us got loonies and toonies. My mom had to go to her purse and give him a loonie. That will always stick with me, Mark. I like the fact he called out Patrick Swain by name.
I'm not going to lie. At the start of that text, I thought that it was going to be a choking story and that maybe Patrick caught a case of the dead z's.
How many kids have died eating money cakes? Think about it, parents.
So what a relief.
Yeah.
But that was not the case.
How about you? Do you want to talk about your birthday party when you were a kid?
You're listening to the Garner Andrew Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Let's pretend for a moment today's your birthday.
Okay.
You're 9 years old again.
Ooh.
What a birthday party it's going to be, huh?
Happy birthday to you.
Today's your special day.
It's your day on Happy Laughing Radio.
Radio. What, when you were a kid, you were saying, like, we were just comparing birthday party notes from when we were kids. Your ideal birthday party would have been bowling or Laser Quest.
Laser Quest. I remember going to a lot of sleepovers too.
Yeah.
Where you just, they'd kind of throw a pizza at you, shove you in the basement, and you'd play Nintendo all day.
Yeah. The parents might check in on you the following morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just hope that there's the same amount of kids as there was the night before.
Oh, man. Some of these. Okay, there was somebody else who said, I asked what year was this, and they said between 1980 and 1988, drove from Innisfail to Red Deer in homemade clothes to go to a birthday at Mother's Pizza.
Wow. What a ride that is, Innisfail to Red Deer.
In homemade clothes.
Homemade clothes.
Ooh, did you ever have homemade clothes?
No, I did not.
No, I did from time to time.
Oof.
Not jeans, though, because we've decided that is the worst thing you can ever try and make at home.
Boy, that's jeans. Tough.
You can't pull off a convincing pair of homemade jeans.
Walking into the big, bright lights of Red Deer, Alberta, Canada as a kid wearing homemade clothes?
Yeah.
Tough.
Had a birthday party at a bowling alley. They told my parents that it was 2 hours, and they provided the pizza. Yeah. The staff shut us down halfway through the second frame, and the pizzas were those little individual microwave ones. Oh, little bait and switch? What was going on there?
Yeah, maybe they were too good at bowling.
Oh, maybe.
They said we can't have all these ringers in here.
No. Oh, I like this one. In grade 4, I was at an outdoor birthday party. We had a root beer chugging relay. When it was my turn, I raced down the field, chugged my root beer, raced back down to tag my teammate, who happened to be the girl I had a crush on. As I went to tag her, I projectile barfed all over the front of her shirt. It was devastating.
Oh, wow. Man. Jeez, barfing all over your crush? Who could have saw
that? Can you imagine
happening?
If you had barfed a crush on your crush?
Ooh. Wow, that would have been deep.
And also, whoever you are, thank you for using the word barf. It's a way funnier word than puke. I've said that before. I will always defend barf. It's a funnier word.
That's something, if I know kids, if I know children.
Which you do.
Not something they would forget.
Oh, no. No, and they wouldn't use that to ridicule you one bit in grade four. No, no, no.
No, so you got another, what, 8 years of people being like, hey, Pukey, hey, Barfy.
Hey, Barfy McBarferson. I'll bet you at your 10-year high school reunion, if you've had that already, they probably, that story probably came up.
Hey, man, remember that time you barfed all over Becky Bellwether?
Wow. And we're sorry for continuing to... I don't know, torment you emotionally by talking about this on the radio.
It's hilarious.
It is. In hindsight, I mean, when not it's for not you.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We're talking about birthday parties when you were a kid. Did you have big over-the-top birthday parties? Bryce, Laser Quest. Oh, man, you were so lucky.
That was sweet. You'd put on those vests that were as big as your body.
Laser Quest wasn't invented when I was a kid, though, so, you know, I didn't have that to look forward to.
It was awesome. You wore, like, 50 pounds worth of equipment, ran around in the dark, turning corners, running into someone else.
And you'd still have your one bath a week, you know?
Yeah. There'd be some other birthday party happening at the same time.
Sweaty mess. Oh.
Yeah, the kids at the other birthday party, you'd just be schooling them.
Mm-hmm. Because they just got there and you already knew the lay of the Laser Quest land. We were talking about how every now and again, like, you'd have a sleepover birthday party or you'd go to a sleepover birthday party. And for the most part, you were wildly unsupervised. The parents would just throw you down the basement, maybe order a pizza at some point, but nobody would check in on you.
No, that was the best.
Until the next morning, like, the mom or the dad would come down the next morning and count bodies and hope everyone was still there.
Just slept in a sleeping bag on a hard concrete floor.
You didn't care. Somebody said, oh my God, I actually had a kid disappear during a sleepover once. He got up in the middle of the night and went home. He was 7.
Ooh.
Luckily, he only lived across the street. But waking up to a kid missing is scary. That's a phone call, too. That when you're making that phone call to that kid's parents, wondering, did Timmy come home in the middle of the night last night?
Not to freak you out, but
yeah,
where's your kid?
Because
I lost him.
Oh, did you see Natalie's text? This one is, on my 8th birthday, my dad said he had a really exciting present for me in the garage because it was too big to bring in the house. My friend and I ran out to the garage all excited. I swung the door open to see a dead deer, ribs spread open and hollowed out, propped up looking at us. Everyone screamed, cried, and no longer wanted to eat hot dogs. Then during the sleepover, someone peed the bed and I woke up soaked in someone else's pee.
Oh,
good
man.
Times, Natalie.
Yowza. It being propped up is the best part of that whole story.
Man, oh man, so many layers to that one.
That'll do some damage. That'll bend a frame or two.
Did you ever have a birthday party again, Natalie? Or was that it for birthday parties?
And what was the worst part? Was it the deer with its chest spread wide open, or was it the pee-pee bed?
I don't know. Would you rather?
Yeah, would you rather?
Ugh. Gross.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We should continue to talk a little bit more about birthday parties when you were a kid. Legendary birthday parties. This one is the exact opposite of legendary. A little bit creepy when I read this one. When my son was 7, we had a sleepover birthday party for him. At about 2 in the morning, a kid came to our room crying because he missed his mom and asked if he could climb into bed with me and my husband. No. I got up with him, got him a snack, talked to him in the kitchen for a bit, but he wouldn't stop crying. I had to call his mom, but she didn't answer. I eventually got him to settle down and sleep on the couch in the living room. We didn't do another sleepover birthday party after that. That one's from Jacqueline. Somebody else said, for my birthday tradition, we were always on the road for a camping trip every year. So we would stop in the Walmart parking lot for cupcakes. This went on for about 12 years. I hope you still treat yourself to Walmart cupcakes to this day. How about you? Birthday traditions, birthday parties when you were a kid? Were your parties legendary?
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Quick little shout out here. I got this text. Hey Garner, hey Bryce. My son, Santiago, turns 13 today. We listen to you every day. We're driving to Calgary. Can you wish him a happy 13th? Yes. Happy birthday, San Diego. It's a fantastic name, by the way. Fantastic. This kind of goes hand in hand with what we've been talking about this morning. Just thinking back on our childhood birthday parties. Did you have big fancy birthday parties when you were a kid? Laser tag is very popular. I keep seeing that. Bowling, the bowling birthday party. That was a fine, the sleepover birthday party. This one, though, I can relate. It says, hey, Garner, in the 80s, I had one of those sweet McDonald's birthday parties. I still remember playing with that little metal ashtray on the table. Do you remember when you could smoke in McDonald's? So weird. They had these little metal, I guess they were disposable. How many garbage can fires started in McDonald's because they threw those things out? But anyway, they had these little metal ashtrays on the table. This person remembers playing with it while waiting for their nuggets to arrive. They brought a Ronald cake out for me, and I got a tour of the kitchen. The lady even let me eat a couple of pickles out of the giant 5-gallon pickle bucket in the fridge. To this day, best pickles I ever tasted. I would agree. McDonald's pickles, they just hit different, don't they? I could eat a 5-gallon pail of those things. And I just imagine, too, some kid getting a tour of the kitchen, you know, taking off their suit coat, rolling up their shirt sleeve, plunging their forearm into the bucket of pickles. Same way the guy in the gas station gets you your pickled egg out of the jar on the counter when you order one. Here's one more before we wrap this up. For my 10th birthday party, we were going to take a bunch of friends out to the beach for the day. Just to set the scene, it was also a perfect beach weather kind of day. As my mom went out the door to pack up the car, she didn't realize that she had her bird on her shoulder. The budgie took off immediately to explore. We spent my entire party walking around the neighborhood calling, "Twinkle!" Finally got her back just in time for cake before everyone got picked up. Most memorable birthday for sure. Shay. Wow.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Theme music by Garner Andrews.
Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm. Mystery candy.